get it completely finished.
Well, our ribbon cutting. Remind the public, if they would like to address council during additional business, there is a sign-up sheet in the back. If you're here to address council regarding one of the grant requests, that will not be necessary. We'll move on to grant requests. Ms. Webb.
Thank you. First one tonight, Rehoboth Beach Main Street.
Is there a figure in there anywhere? What are they doing? This is for the fireworks?
It's their fireworks donation.
What did I give, like, $1,500, I believe?
$1,500, and they're requesting $1,500.
I will give them $1,500 for the 4th of July fireworks in Rehoboth Beach.
Second motion.
Beaver, should we wait for you?
No.
Okay.
She did.
Her district in it.
I have a motion and a second to give $1,500 for Mr. Cole's councilmatic fund.
Why would I be giving my money?
If there's no further discussion. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Odyssey of the Mind Boosters from the Indian River School District.
Here comes Mallory. Susie, is that who you had in mind?
Excuse me?
No, that's for Joe.
Okay.
That's for, I think, the back right hand corner.
You're getting this once a year, right?
Thank you.
Dear council members, thank you for allowing me the chance to speak to you regarding the Odyssey of the Mind program. As this request is for the entire Indian River School District teams, I thought you may want the perspective of one student. My name is Mallory Nielsen, and as a fifth grade student, I am asking for your support. This year, I was selected as one of the 7 students from the Indian River School District in the elementary grade to compete in the Odyssey of the Mind state competition. Our team worked very hard to accomplish our goals, with practices after school and on weekends. We designed and built scenery, made our own costumes, and wrote a play with a creative, challenging theme, meeting the requirements of the competition. On March 7th, 2009, we competed at the University of Delaware in the statewide competition and came home winners. As a matter of fact, the 2 other Indian River teams from the middle and high schools were also winners. We are now on our way to the Worlds at Iowa State University, May 27th through 30th, 2009. Not only are we working to raise money, but our parents are attempting to raise money or donations for gift baskets. We are asking for the support of the county council. Your contribution and hopefully others will help us reach our goal. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Mallory.
Where's she from?
Harbison.
Harbison, all right.
Mallory? Mallory,
yes.
Can you take a question or two?
Do you know Kirby Wilson?
No.
He's in fifth grade. I thought you'd be on his team. I'm surprised.
He might not be Indian River.
I think it's great that you're here. Harbison, you did a good job.
You did a very good
Harbison,
job.
Right?
Yes.
How many kids are involved in this, would you say, I guess, of all 3 teams, right?
Of all 3 teams, there's 21.
Mm-hmm. All right. 21 people.
Was there a requested amount, Ms. Webb?
There was not. Not a specific
well,
amount.
Well, I guess how about if I give $250 from my account?
Well, I have 200 left in my account.
We'll take it. Thank you.
And
200.
I will donate half of my treasure to this group. I only have $200, but I will give your group 100 of my 200.
And I'll give 250.
How much, 50? Mr. Wilson?
250.
Although it's really not my money, it's the public's money. It's just in my account.
And I'll give $250.
Thank you.
Well, that ought to take 21 people. It ought to help a lot.
Good
Thank
job.
You. Please come back anytime.
We'll rent you a bus.
And I'll accept that motion from Mr. Cole and a second from Ms. Deaver.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For the amount of $850 from the 4 councilman accounts as prorated earlier. If there's no discussion, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Southern Delaware School of the Arts.
Purchase of chairs.
Yes.
That school does cover the county or not?
It's basically
Yeah,
Indian
it's
River
in Selbyville,
school,
right? Indian
it's
River
one of those
School
charter
District.
Schools, I guess.
I can give 200.
I've done past.
Has there been an amount requested?
Requested, no. They would like 150 chairs.
I can give $250 from my account. Anyone else?
200, I'll give 200.
200 for Mr. Cole. I'll accept that motion from Mr. Cole. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to give $250 from my account, $200 from Mr. Cole, to the Southern Delaware School of Arts for purchase of chairs.
I would like to just remind everybody that I'm looking for our written policy on giving this money out to the public, and that I would like to make sure that the libraries get plenty of consideration and that we know for sure what our goals are here, how much goes to athletics, how much goes to libraries, and so on and so forth. I'm looking forward to the time when we have that in writing.
If there are no further comments, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Indian River baseball boosters?
I give $250 from my account.
I'll give $250.
And I accept that motion from Mr.
Yep.
Cole. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Give $250 from Mr. Cole.
$250. Put me up for 100.
$250 from Mr. Phillips, $100 from Mr. Wilson. Is there any further comment? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
I hope we don't beat Sussex Central.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the Georgetown Boys and Girls Club.
Joan, you're speaking at the Georgetown Chamber. Do you want to give some?
Shouldn't have any.
Oh, that's right.
Sam?
Mr. Wilson?
How much, Sam?
Boys and Girls Club.
Boys and Girls Club, Georgetown.
Georgetown.
$500.
$500 for Mr. Wilson, second by Mr. Cole. Any discussion? If
yes.
Not, yes, Ms. Stever.
I'm sure it's very worthy organization. I would just like to add that in the future that we make sure that when we write this policy that one councilman or a number of councilmen or councilwomen cannot arbitrarily dispense with so much money in 6 months' time that it's all gone.
Joan, you're going to have to take reading those letters you're getting, or didn't you get a letter? We should, Susan, what we got to do
I think we should, and I don't know if the system that we have in place would prevent that in the future, but well, I have been left with no money in the account, or basically no money, and that kind of thing should be prevented in the future.
Let me call the vote. The issue on the table is this particular grant, not the policy. Ms. Deaver?
Beg your pardon?
I'm calling the vote.
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances.
We have one, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a VFW post private club to be located in certain parcels of land in Cedar Creek, 100 Sussex County, containing 10 acres.
Daughters.
Cedar?
Cedar Creek.
Cedar Creek. Oh, I'll
offer
that.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin. Additional business brought before council. I cannot read the name. The first person on here is from Seaford, Delaware, lives on Pennsylvania Avenue, I believe. Must be an attorney.
Yeah, or a doctor.
Either a doctor or an attorney.
Mr. President, I believe my clients and I are on the agenda, the second to the last item. I just wasn't immediately apparent to me when I read the agenda.
So you don't need to speak now, you're saying? Yes. Okay.
Second to the last. Okay, thank you. And for the record, if I can't read your handwriting, you will not be called in the future. Ms. Grace Batten, I can read your handwriting.
She is one of my special guests that I have asked to come to the county council to observe the council and watch how we operate. And she's part of a group that I am very interested in following and sponsoring, and I'm very proud of them. Please just introduce yourself and give us your message.
My name is Grace Ruth Batten II. I am the president of the NAACP Youth Council. The NAACP was founded February 12, 1909 in New York City. February 12th also happens to be Abraham Lincoln's birthday. The organization is the nation's largest and oldest civil rights organization. Although people may think that the organization is primarily a black organization, it is not. It is for all people of all colors who want equality for all people. I stand here today representing the Lower Sussex Youth Council number 2719, And we are from various schools, including CAPE, Mariner Middle School, Sussex Tech, Sussex Central, and Seaford. We have about 50 members and three advisors. Our meetings are held once a month on a Saturday. Our age range of our members are from ages 5 to 18. We focus on five main issues, which are criminal justice, health, education, voter empowerment, economic development. Our youth council participates in the Relay for Life, which deals with our health, and that shows how we are involved with our community, one of the ways. We also held a forum so the voters can meet the candidates, and Joan Deaver participated with us in that, which was very funny and interesting.
She was funny?
It was funny. You weren't there, George.
She got the gavel.
They did give her a gavel?
I gave her the gavel.
Did you talk too much?
Yes, she did.
They did an excellent job. There were a number of candidates
there. I feel your pain.
I don't have no trouble believing what you're saying.
That night, the issues that were targeted were education and voter empowerment. Those who were not registered and voted, it was inspiring to them, so it allowed them to become voters. Mm-hmm. And educating them about each of the candidates' politics and what they stood for. I would like to thank you, my council people, for allowing me to stand here and speak in front of you. And I'm asking that you remember when you make your decisions that you also, it affects the youth, what your decision's making. So don't forget us.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Carol Summers. Summers.
Joe's going to set a present.
I'm Carol Summers. I live in Lewis. I was at the March 24th council meeting, and there was an issue that came up at that time about the quality of the water at the airport and a new pump system that was put in, filtration system. Because the water was contaminated. I just was wondering what the contaminant was and what was the source of the contamination and whether surrounding wells were tested and what the results of the tests were, if they were done. Nothing was said about that at the meeting, and I think these are issues of public interest.
Could I refer you to Mr. Hal Godwin, our deputy county administrator, and he can track down some of those answers for you?
I have some of the answers.
Mr. Godwin, you can talk to her after the meeting. Is there anything else brought before the council before we excuse the executive session? If not, I'll entertain a motion to recess to executive session.
Make a motion we go into executive session for land acquisition personnel pending and political or potential litigation.
And a second. Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.